Brent Hesse here with a fall preseason sports show. I'm here with the Chillicothe Hornets boys soccer head coach, Coach Shannon Grable. Coach Grable, this is now starting your second stint as the boys head coach. Last year you were the girls head coach and boys assistant. So just tell me about how the transition has been now taking back the reins as the head coach of the boys soccer team here at Chillicothe.
I'd have to say, first of all, just blessed. You know, the Lord's blessed me very well with that. And it's been real easy. So Coach Cunningham, you know, taking on a new role. It's great transition, real easy and stuff, and then having some great assistance as well to make that transition nice and smooth. So can't complain at all.
And so tell me a little bit about the coaching staff, how that's going to be set up this year with you as the head coach, and who else is going to be helping you?
So again, yeah, I'll be taking over the head coaching duties and such, and then we'll have Krista Steinbeiser. She's new to the area, but she's got a great background in college soccer and club soccer and everything like that. So she's done a wonderful job assimilating herself with the guys and getting to know them. And then Angela Pope's still going to be working with us a little bit there as a volunteer coach. And she's going to do an amazing job as she did last year with the guys and the girls. So looking forward to having just a great coaching staff to help out.
Always nice when you got great people around you to help out. And last year the team graduated four seniors. It was a middle-of-the-pack finish in the MEC, including two all-conference players you had to say goodbye to in Magnus Meyer and Bradley Ferguson. So just tell me about how you felt like last season went as you grew as a team and what you have been looking for here in the off season before you got to the official practices this week.
Absolutely. So last year was just a growing year for us. So we had a lot of new faces in there, a lot of guys with not much experience at the high school level and everything. Now we bring back some guys that have a little bit of experience now. But again, they're still learning. They're still growing there. So that transition from, you know, a few players there that have some experience now to we've got a few more that have some, and they're growing from that. And you can already see the first few practices, they've taken right to it. They've kind of started where they left off. They've definitely done a great job this summer working hard. They've gotten together, not only whenever we've had open fields and different training sessions, but they've gotten together themselves as well. So we get some good leadership going on there. So we're really excited about where that's going to take us.
And let's talk about some of that leadership. Last year, had Coy Jones, who was an honorable mention, both district and conference returning player. Who are some of the other guys that are stepping up into those leadership roles and that you've seen be a focal point of trying to get this team in the direction you want them to go as players?
Oh, yeah. No, Coy does a great job as a leader, especially on the field. He's kind of a field general. Then we've got like a Landon Longo, who's really doing a great job coming in his second season with us. Isaac Bailey's taking on a little bit of a leadership role as well. He's doing a great job of being a voice for the team. Ryan Schuler, Lake Englert, those guys are doing a wonderful job as upperclassmen there to take those leadership roles. And we're starting to see some of the younger guys, too, kind of take to that and know they have a voice as well. But they're definitely learning from those older guys, if you will, and it's done a great job.
Talking with Coach Shannon Grable of the Chillicothe Hornets boys soccer team. We've just gotten a few practices in, but so far, how's the energy been through the first few practices, the sense of how this team's going to be early on?
Energy's been great. They've done a wonderful job showing up on time, making sure they're going right through the drills, taking to it. The nice thing is, too, that they're helping each other. They're working with each other, and if someone's kind of having a down opportunity there, it's an opportunity for someone to lift them up and everything. So that down moment, they're lifting each other up. But they're also working really hard, and they're playing hard. The nice thing is we try to compete a little bit every day, and they've taken to that competition. They've taken on the challenge of competing for roster spots and also those starting positions and everything. So they're doing a great job of just bringing the energy so far. Yeah, it's just been a few practices, but we've also been blessed. The heat kind of died down a little bit too, so I think it's made a little bit easier.
Now, Coach, I know it's very early, and obviously, like you mentioned, competing for starting spots, but who are some of the players you know that are going to be the linchpins, the guys that you kind of know or you're going to be counting on somewhere on the field, maybe if you don't know exactly where so far?
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Right now, we told the guys we don't really know where we're going to put everybody because we're changing the formation just a little bit from what we've had in the past. So some of that's going to help us there. Plus, again, as they grow and mature, they might find themselves in a different spot because it fits their skill set. There were some of the guys right now. We got a couple of guys, Smith Link and Jesse Hughes, that are working at goalkeeper and stuff, trying to push each other there to find out. Again, Ryan, Lake, they're doing a great job. Longo's going to do a wonderful job there in that midfield spot for us. Coy's always going to do a great job. Isaac up front returning, he really kind of flourished last year. He kind of showed himself a little bit what he can do. And then, you know, some younger guys coming in, you know, like Mason Walter, he's going to do a wonderful job there in that midfield spot to us, for us. Some of the other younger guys, Josh Ojega, he's done a fantastic job. He's going to be out on those wings right now, those are some of the guys, but I still think there's going to be a few others that are really going to help us too. They're starting to find their feet, if you will, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they flourish too.
Yeah, you've got plenty more time to practice, get all that shaken out before the first jamboree and games, and we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But going back to practices, what have been some of the focal points, the things you've been stressing here early on in the season to get the team ready for the start of the year?
Probably a shorter list is what haven't we focused on there. But so far we've been focusing on really just the ball skills. Basic ball skills there to make sure that everybody's getting their touches in. But then we progress through and we make it a little more complicated through that practice. And every day we've had kind of a theme to it, maybe a passing theme, a dribbling theme, things like that, one-on-one defending theme. They've really taken to that. They like that theme. The fact that they're getting all those touches, but we're focusing on every aspect of the game. And then after we do our little breakfast scrimmage on Saturday to play each other, next week we'll start getting into more tactical stuff. They're your set pieces, things like that. But right now we're working on more of the individual ball skill type stuff so we can start to build off that the next week.
And then as we look down to that week, you'll have the jamboree and then first games. Can you tell me about when are those first times going to be, first official game and first home game for a chance for people to come out and support the team?
Yeah, the nice thing is our first games aren't until after Labor Day, so we got the time there and we got that weekend there to get ourselves prepped for it. Our first game is at Cameron, so the first week we go to Cameron and then to Marshall. And then after that, we've got about three or four home games in a row there as well. So it'll be that second week of the season there. I don't have the calendar in front of me there, but we do have that next week where we've got some home games going. We actually had quite a few home games this year. So we want to encourage everybody to come out and enjoy, watch these guys grow and flourish in the game, and where they start the season versus where they're going to end the season, you're going to see a difference in this team. I truly believe in that. And but like I said, the first few games on the road, but at least the first one's not too far down the road, either just going to Cameron over there, so just down the street.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of time to get the team ready for those first games in September. What do you think some of the strengths of this year's squad could be?
You know, I really think right now the creativity of the team, we've got some guys that really enjoy just trying to create opportunities, things that you don't see. We've got some good vision out there. And then also I think you're going to find out we're going to have a pretty solid defense. These guys have taken to the idea that everybody plays defense. It's a team-oriented defensive shape there and philosophy. So I think right now you're going to find they're going to have a little bit of creativity, but also going to have a really solid defense.
Well, Coach, it's been exciting to talk to you and want to give you a chance real quick to talk to the fans and supporters, anybody that comes out to watch Chillicothe Hornets soccer this season. What do you hope that they get out of it or are able to supply in terms of support for the team?
You know, right now when you come out, I hope that you see a team that's working together, that they're pulling in the same direction, that it doesn't matter who scores, who gets the assist. It's all about us as a team and what we do. And so I hope that you come out, when you come out, that you see those things. Then we want everybody to come out. We want the younger kids to come out, really start to flourish themselves in seeing the game and seeing what they could do and maybe being future Hornets as well. We've held some camps over the last few years for the youth, and we'd love for those kids to come out and have a great time and support them. Because trust me, when the energy's in the crowd, a positive energy's in the crowd, it's a lot of positivity on the field as well. So we'd love to have you come out, hoot and holler for them and stuff, and cheer on some of the guys that you participated in camp with. So I think, again, bring that positive energy and we'll bring it right back.
Thank you so much, Coach Shannon Grable of the Chillicothe Hornets boys soccer team. We're looking forward to bringing some positive energy throughout the whole course of the season. Can't wait to follow along and cover the Chillicothe Hornets boys soccer team in the 2025 season.
All right, thanks a lot, Hornet Nation. Come on out, enjoy, and thank you, KCHI, for everything you do for all of our athletic programs.